Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Brachos Daf Yod Zayin, Brachos 17. In today's Daf Yomi, our Gemara records different statements that the great sages used to say when they completed either their prayers or studying a book. And in that context, the Gemara then records different phrases or quotations or statements that our great sages used to say. So our Gemara records Margo Abapume to Rabbi Meir. The Rabbi Meir used to say the following, Gemor, that he, in his interpretation, this is what God would say to man. He would say, Gemor b'chov avcha b'chol nafshecha l'adat et drachai. Learn with all your heart and with all your soul how to understand my ways. V'lishkod al dalte toratai, and be diligent by the doors of my Torah. Netzor torati b'libcha, guard my Torah in your heart. V'neged einecha tiyeh yirati, and keep in front of your eyes my fear of me. Shemor picha mikol chet, guard your mouth from all sin. V'taher v'kadesh atzmecha mikol ashma v'avon, and purify and sanctify yourself from every guilt and sin. V'ani ayem cha b'chol makom, and if you do that, I will be with you in every place. Margo abepum hayu derabanan diyavna, and there was another statement that was accustomed the rabbis of Yavna to say. They used to say, Ani Bria, I who engage in Torah study, I'm a creature. V'chaverai, and the people who engage in their work, they're also Bria, they're also creatures. However, Ani Malachti, I all day engage in my work, but Ba'ir, in the city. V'hu Malachto Basada, but he engages in his work in the field. Ani Mashkim Lamachti, I wake up early for my work, and Hu Mashkim Lamachto, he wakes up early for his work. Kishem Shehu Eino Miskader B'machti, just like he does not desire to grab my work and to engage in Torah study all day, Kachani Eini Miskader B'machto, so too I do not desire to engage in his work and to abandon my Torah study. V'shema Tomar, and lest you say that he is correct, Ani Marbe V'hum Amit, unless you say I'm the better one because I do a lot and he does a little, don't say that. Shaninu Echad Amarbe V'Echad Amamit Ubovachi Kavalibo L'Shamayim. Even though he's working all day and he only has less time to study Torah, still we're going to both receive the same reward, whether one does a lot or does a little, as long as the intent is to serve God in heaven. So even though a person studies less Torah, if he makes it the focus of his life and he or she studies when they have time, then the intent is pure, and therefore they're going to receive the reward from heaven. Margo Abapume de Abai, there was a phrase that Abai used to say, Moholam Yehi Adam Arum Bayira, a person should always be pure in their awe of God, in their fear of God. And the phrase from that is Mane Rach Yashiv Chema. And what this means is Marba Shalom im Achav im Krovav im Kol Adam. A person should always try to increase his peace with his brothers and his relatives, with every person. And this doesn't just mean the Jewish people, it means even somebody who's not of the Jewish faith, you mean in the marketplace. Such a person, as a result of their deeds, should be loved above. And such a person will be, you need to be loved above by God and also be sweet and delighted below. And such a person should be at one with the creatures of the world. And they said about Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, nobody ever came over and greeted him first. He was always the first to greet other people. Even a Nachri, even somebody who's not of the Jewish faith, in the marketplace, they never greeted Rabbi Yochanan first. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai always went out of his way to greet every single person first. Margo b'pumya de Rava, a phrase that Rava was accustomed to say, Tachlis Chachma, the essence of Torah study is tshuva umasim tovim, is repentance and good deeds. Shaloye adam kora v'shono boi b'aviv b'imo, that a person should not read Torah and then be disrespectful to his parents, Uberaba, or to his teachers, Ubimishu Galubimena Bachma Ubiminion, or to somebody who's greater than him. As it states, Raishis Chachma Yiras Hashem Sechol Tova Kolosayim, that the beginning of wisdom is having fear of God and doing good for others. La Osimo Nemar Ela Oseim, meaning to say the ones who do it, it doesn't say, but to those who do it, which means La Osim Lishma, that the beginning of wisdom is to those who serve God for the right reasons. The lo osim shelo lishma, not to one who serves God for the wrong reasons. V'cho osim shelo lishma, noach osho nivra. Whoever serves God but not for pure purposes, it's better off that he would not be created. We'll come back to that phrase in one moment, but first we'll say the last of this phrase is of Margol Bepumya de Rav, where he states an expression in the mouth of Rav was lo ha'olam hazeh ko'olam haba, that this world is not like the world to come, rather ha'olam haba, the world to come, in lo achilav l'shtiyah, has no eating or drinking. Well, period of Arivia, it doesn't have any sexual activity. Well, maso matan, no business. Well, kinavo sinna, well, tachos, there's no jealousy, no anger, no hatred, and no competition. Rather, what is it? Tzadikim yoshvim vatrosem broshem, the righteous sit with the crowns on their head. Venanim izivashchina, and they benefit from the splendor of the divine presence, as it states in Exodus 24, Vayechazu esa elokim vayechul v'yishtu, they saw God and they ate and they drink. And the verse is teaching us that since they saw God, it was like they were eating and drinking. But why does it say that if a person engages in service of God not for pure reasons, better that he not be created? And Tosfos says, but what about the fact that we have another text in the Talmud which says you should start off studying not for the right reasons, because eventually you're going to study for the right reasons. So therefore the explanation, or one of the explanations, is that if you study in order to be better than other people and to hurt other people, chas v'shalom, then better off not to study at all.